Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursalin. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. The Rasul al-Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, Ya ayyuhan nasu anjaakum yawm al-qiyamati min ahwaliha wa mawatiha. أَكْثَرُكُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاهُ فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا. O people, indeed, the one to receive salvation quickly from the extreme difficulties and accountability from the Day of Judgment will be that person from amongst you who would have recited abundant salat upon me in the world. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ وَعَلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Let's listen to the definition of sadaqah. Sadaqah means one should give something in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal without the purpose of getting praise from people, but with the intention to attain reward from the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear viewers, regarding the mentioned definition of sadaqah, it has also been understood that real sadaqah is the one whose purpose is not to show off, desire for respect, and desire for getting praise from the people, but rather it should be given only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and for the purpose of attaining great reward from Him. Whatever a person gives in sadaqah to get the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal should be good, excellent, and favorite besides being useful. As in the Holy Quran, Ayah 92 of Surah Ali Imran, Part 4, Allah Azza wa Jal has stated, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. You shall never attain virtue until you spend in Allah's cause the things you love, and Allah is aware of what you spend. Commenting on the mentioned ayah, Allama Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has stated, Sayyidina Ibn Umar Radiyallahu Ta'ala Anhuma has said, spending here refers to general and common spending of all sadaqat, that is, whether they are wajib or nafil, all are included in it. Sayyidina Imam Hassan Basri, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has said, the wealth which Muslims like and spend for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal is included in this blessed ayah, even if it is a date. My dear viewers, you must have noticed that Allah Azza wa Jal himself is persuading us to spend the things we like the most in his path. Therefore, instead of being stingy, we should generously give sadaqah and charity with good intentions and sincerity. Of course, whatever we have is granted by Allah Azza wa Jal. So giving sadaqah for His pleasure out of wealth that He has given us will surely increase His blessings. On the contrary, despite having the ability, if you do not give sadaqah and charity, it may become the cause of deprivation of the divine blessings. Sayyidatuna Asma bint Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to me, do not stop your hand. In other words, withhold your money. Otherwise, it will be stopped from you. My dear respected viewers, value your life. Surely not only is this life the best blessing, it is also an excellent period of time from Allah Azza wa Jal for us to perform virtuous deeds and make our hereafter better. Therefore, we should perform virtuous deeds as quickly as possible in the brief span of time we are left with. We should give much sadaqah and charity. Otherwise, once death approaches and ends our life, there will be no more respite for us. And then we will get no more chance, even if we want. In Ayah 10 and 11 of Surah Al-Munafiqun, Part 28, Allah Azza wa Jal has said, and spend from what we have provided you before death approaches any one of you. And he then says, my Lord, if He grant me respite for a little while, I shall give charity and become righteous. And Allah will never give respite to any soul when its promised term arrives. My dear viewers, no doubt a person's own wealth is the one that he spends on good deeds in the form of sadaqah and charity. And it is the wealth that will actually be useful for him in the hereafter. Bring him the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and save him from the fire of hell. however, the wealth that he possesses and considers this to be his own is in fact not his own, but rather belongs to his heirs. The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, "Who amongst you likes the wealth of your heirs more than your own wealth?" Blessed companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een humbly replied, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, every one of us loves our own wealth more." The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "A person's own wealth is the one that he sends forward. In other words, spends in the path of Allah azza wa jal. And the wealth he leaves behind in the world belongs to his heir." Countless virtues of sadaqah have been mentioned in blessed ahadith. Let's listen to 8 sayings of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam about it. Sadaqah closes 70 doors of evil. Everyone will be under the shade of a sadaqah on the day of judgment until judgment is made amongst the people. Undoubtedly, sadaqah protects his givers from the heat of the grave. And no doubt, a Muslim will be under the shade of a sadaqah on the day of judgment. Salah is an evidence of iman. And sawm is a shield from sins. And sadaqah erases sins as water extinguishes fire. Give sadaqah early in the morning because calamity does not step ahead of sadaqah. Undoubtedly, sadaqah of a Muslim increases his age and prevents bad death. And Allah Azza wa Jal removes arrogance and a bad habit of feeling pride from the giver of sadaqah by virtue of its blessing. The sadaqah which a person gives for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, that sadaqah becomes a shield between him and the fire. Undoubtedly, sadaqah extinguishes the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal and prevents bad death. Commenting on the last blessed hadith, Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Ya Khan Na'imi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has stated, "The life of a generous person who gives charity is also good because first of all, he suffers no worldly trouble. And if he suffers as a test, Allah Azza wa Jal blesses him with the peace of heart, which helps him to have patience, and that patience brings him reward. In short, a trouble does not bring him any sin, but rather brings him forgiveness. Bad death means bad end, or a sudden death of heedlessness or appearance of any such sign at the time of death that brings disgrace upon him, the deceased. After death, all he suffers from such a serious disease that creates fear in his heart, making him deceased, heedless of the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. In short, a generous person will stay safe from all of these evils." Sayyiduna Abu Kabsha An-Mari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that he heard the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saying, "There are 3 things for which I swear, and I give you news of one thing. Remember it." He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The wealth of a person does not decrease by giving sadaqah, and Allah azza wa jal increases the respect of the one who remains patient on facing oppression. And no one opens the door of begging for himself, but Allah azza wa jal opens a door of beggary, faqiri for him. And I am telling you one more thing. Remember it." He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The world is comprised of 4 types of people. Number 1, the person who Allah azza wa jal blesses with wealth and knowledge, in which he fears Allah azza wa jal and performs good deeds and treats his relatives well, and in which he recognizes the right of Allah azza wa jal. In other words, he pays sadaqah and zakah. This person is in the best rank. Number 2, the person who Allah azza wa jal has blessed with knowledge but no wealth says with a sincere intention, "If I had wealth, I would act as so-and-so, like the first one." Thus, he will get the reward for his intention and the sawab reward of both of them. This person and the person mentioned first is equal. Number 3, the person who Allah Azza wa Jal blesses with wealth, but no knowledge. So he spends his money without thinking. He does not fear Allah Azza wa Jal regarding it. He does not treat his relatives well. And nor does he recognize the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. Does not pay sadaqah and zakah. Regarding it, this person has the worst rank. Number 4, the person who Allah Azza wa Jal has neither blessed with wealth nor knowledge says, "If I had wealth, I would spend it like so and so, like the third person." He will get the return for his intention and the sin of both of them. The third and the fourth person is equal. My dear respected viewers, have you noticed the people who spend some of their wealth for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Similarly, about the fortunate individuals who cannot spend money due to being poor, but they do have the desire to spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla if they gain wealth. It is stated in the blessed hadith, they will have the highest ranks. May we also be included among such fortunate people and become the ones who give sadaqah and charity with great interest, following in the footsteps of the pious predecessors. Our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, used to have such a passion for sadaqah that if any needy person would come to them, they would not send him back empty-handed at all, though they had nothing left. After giving him something, that is to say, they had so perfect belief in Allah Azza wa Jal that they not only would give the extra things in sadaqah, but they would also give the essential things in sadaqah. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us all the ability to spend sadaqah in His beautiful path. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He increases us all in immense rizq. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.